On the phone with me today is Megan Lackey, General Manager of Barkerville Brewing. Megan, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So to start off, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and about Barkerville Brewing.
Sure. Yeah, I'm the General Manager of Barkerville Brewing. I've been working here since February 2017, kind of worked in all different departments, and I just love it here. And recently, we had a bit of staff turnover, and an opportunity opened up, and I've taken over as GM.
Awesome. And how long has Barkerville Brewing been operating for?
We just had our 7th anniversary. So we like to say we were re-established in 2013 because, of course, we kind of take our cues from the historic Barkerville Brewing that burnt down over 150 years ago and the actual historic site of Barkerville.
So the BC Craft Brewers Guild has made it a priority recently to address issues of equity, diversity, and inclusion in the industry. Do you feel this is an issue in craft breweries in the North as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're kind of an anomaly in our industry in that we've always had strong female representation. I know, you know, when a lot of people think about craft breweries or, you know, you look, think about a meme of craft beer, it's always a man with a beard and a plaid shirt talking about IPAs. So we've kind of been bucking the trend ever since we opened because we did, from day one, have a female general manager, Justine Pelletier. And, in my opinion, that kind of naturally seemed to attract other women, at least, to the industry.
Yeah, so you say that happened kind of naturally. Do you think it was filling a gap for women who are interested in brewing or in the industry that just didn't have maybe opportunity to gain entry otherwise?
I think it definitely helped encourage other women. I know for myself, once I met Justine and I kind of met the rest of the crew here, I felt like, wow, there is a place for me and for women in this industry, even though it is still very male dominated. At one time we actually had an all-female staff, but I'm happy to report we have a bit more diversity going on now. Had a lot of turnover in the last year, and naturally some positions opened up, and we've got a little, we no longer have an all-female staff, but we are still kind of heavily managed by ladies, so I guess it kind of sets us apart still.
And kind of broadly speaking, what would you like to see the industry do to prioritize equity, diversity, and inclusion in daily operations and reforms, that kind of thing?
Well, speaking from our own perspective, recently I've been doing just some training on kind of strategic planning and visioning for the company. And one of the things I've been working on is kind of setting up a vision and a mission statement for our company. And I want to be sure that those include, our values and that they're formally written down, and that will help guide our decision making and make sure that inclusion and diversity are a part of our normal operations.
And from that kind of strategic planning or visioning, do you anticipate having any kind of initiatives or programs focus specifically on this, or are you kind of in the planning stage right now?
There's a few things we've been thinking of for, you know, a little while that we'd like to do, some internal goals, I guess you could say. Coming away from that BC Craft Beer Conference, especially with Rev Navarro speaking about diversity and inclusion, kind of, gave me some ideas on how we could help promote that, not only within our company, with our staff and our patrons, but also through our branding. Just for context, I'm not sure if everyone's familiar, but we're BC's historic craft brewery, and our beers tell the story of the Caribou Gold Rush. So we've kind of been speaking as a team for a while about, you know, how the Gold Rush history comes from a really colonial or settler perspective, and we'd love to find a way to work, you know, with and honor some of the other cultural groups that are also intrinsically involved in our shared history. So I'd like to set a goal for us internally to maybe reach out to those local Indigenous communities that live or have lived on the traditional territory where Barkerville Historic Site is located, to see if they'd be interested in working with us to either create a brand around their people's local history or their experience during the Gold Rush era. Also, another group that we haven't really represented are the Chinese immigrants who settled the very first Chinese community in Barkerville. They definitely played a big role and were part of the history there as well. So I think, you know, there's a lot more stories that we could tell, and I'd like to find a way to fit them in.
That's really interesting. So just to wrap up, how can people find out more about Barkerville Brewing and some of the cool things that you're working on?
Probably the best way is just to follow us on the socials. Our handle on all the social medias is at Barkerville Beer. And, yeah, we keep them up to date as much as we can. Otherwise, yeah, come to the tasting room, and we'd love to have a chat.
That's great. Megan Lackey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Kate.